This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
We can let the world just tell us so. Light ourselves up and we're out of luck. All of my love in me was an illusion. Until you made my world from the start. Turn me around when I had enough. And I know now that I'm not safe now without you. Without you.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you sound now, Alex. It does not matter who the host is, never has, never will, and let's remain to that particular way if we don't mind. Anyways, today's Thursday, October the 17th of 2024, day 291st of the year, and only 75 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah, some infiltration, some Radio Big, some combination of things as we have them going on. No doubt about that one. Anyways, how are you? How has the last 24 hours or so been? Always a good time when I get to find out that you and I are hanging together, as particularly on this lovely Thursday, of course. So, you heard what I said earlier, right? Day 291. So, in 9 days, we will be at day 300, and that's not important. But I want you to look at it. That means that we are almost end of the shit show known as 2024. Of course, not as bad as the shit show known as 2020, which that's a whole other thing that we can talk about here or there in that particular regards. So, how are you liking it? I mean, we're almost done. We're almost at 2025. Think about this. When we get to 2025... it'll be 25 years since the year 2000, and it'll be 25 years to get to 2050. I know. When you start thinking about the bigger scope of things, it's quite amazing. Anyway, so let's talk real quick. If you're new to the show, well, welcome in. If you've been here before, well, welcome back. That's always an important portion. We talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of the layout of our land in regards to what we do. As we go through the process and the concepts and all that kind of fun stuff, it's always a good time. It's always a good time for you and I to hang out because we'll talk about what is going on in real-time news, and then we'll talk about what's going on inside of the world of safety. We'll talk about some of the things that we're seeing out there, you know, some of the stuff where we get to poke fun at the bear, where some people get pissed off because they think that I'm making fun of them as them in particular, but there probably is some level of that, but it's making fun of the stuff that's out there. Now, listen. In one particular portion here, we used to sit around and kind of pull some clips and make some fun of some things that are going on. And now we kind of take a look and go, okay, here's what's happening. Here's what's kind of being reissued, reused, so on. And it's just what it is. I mean, whatever. I mean, life will go on. It'll be okay. But we like to take a look at certain things and just kind of go from there. So it's not an issue. So with that being said, if you want to interact with our little show, callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving, just kind of the way that it goes there. That's callinradio.com. And then what happens once you get there is there's a video, there's an audio, and there's a text messaging options in regards to what you can do with our stuff. If you post anything on social media, that's great. We really do appreciate it. But I don't look at it until after the show. That's kind of the way that it goes. Some people get really pissed off about that, but I don't know. And then we're also available on all major streaming platforms. And then if you're looking at audio streaming, we have our own app, safetyfm.com, on safetyfm.com, and definitely inside of the Google Play Store and the Apple Store, the Apple App Store, better saying. And then Radio Big is available, and then we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Odyssey, we're on Live 365. I mean, if you're looking for some streamers, we're definitely there. So just for reference purposes, okay? So that will get you moving. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because some people are going to want to know that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Amazon expands into the nuclear energy and Lay's chips wants your creative input. So there you go. Diddy wants to list out his accusers. And Nick Jonas gets scared off stage. Yeah, off stage, just in case. Also, no Halloween-themed episodes of The View this year. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle reportedly buy a vacation pad in Europe. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff as we are talking. So don't go too far away. Anyway, so I have our people waiting from Feature Story News to talk about what the hell's going on. So if you don't want to go too far away, let's take a listen. And hopefully we won't talk about any alien stuff today. You know, because we kind of know what happened yesterday when that started occurring. Yeah, neither here nor there. But let's get this moving.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. India's sharply criticised Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, blaming him solely for worsening Delhi-Ottawa ties. It comes after Trudeau doubled down on his claims of Indian involvement in the murder of a Canadian Sikh separatist leader while testifying in front of a committee investigating foreign interference in Canada. Ishan Garg tells us more about India's response from New Delhi.
In a very sharply worded statement released last evening, India has said that it blames Justin Trudeau solely for the deterioration in ties between India and Canada, and alluding also to Justin Trudeau's statements about Canada having intelligence about the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar and not concrete evidence at one point during the investigation. India also says that's what New Delhi has been claiming all this while, that Canada has not handed over any evidence to New Delhi with respect to the murder or the alleged involvement of Indian diplomats in it. This is despite the Canadian Chargé d'Affaires in New Delhi, who has now been asked to go back to Canada, stating that evidence has been given to India.
Former One Direction singer Liam Payne has been found dead in Argentina at the age of 31. Police say he fell from the third floor of a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. Showbiz reporter in LA, Sean Mandel, says fans had been hoping for a One Direction reunion.
So many people will have grown up with One Direction, will have grown up with the music, can still vividly remember where they were and how they felt when the band broke up. Payne was in Argentina, actually, to see his fellow One Directioner, Niall Horan, perform at a concert in Argentina. And moments like that did give people hope that there may someday be a One Direction reunion.
15 UK aid charities are launching a joint humanitarian appeal for what they say is an overwhelming need in Gaza, Lebanon and the Middle East. The UK government's matching the first £10 million in public donations, insisting civilian suffering is intolerable. North Korea says it's completely blocked all roads and railways into South Korea. It says the move is in line with its constitution, which Pyongyang claims defines the South as a hostile state. Chris Gilbert reports.
The assertion made by state media that South Korea is now referenced as a hostile state suggests that North Korea's constitution has been revised. The report by KCNA came after the South Korean military alleged that the North had blown up sections of inter-Korean roads on its side of the border. Western media is reporting the move as Pyongyang destroying a symbol of cooperation between the two countries, but it follows South Korea heightening hostilities by abandoning a de-escalating pact between the two countries last year, and more recently flying drones to distribute propaganda in the North Korean capital.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more today on the situation in the Middle East, it is often overlooked that an estimated 100 hostages remain in Gaza, held by Hamas, their whereabouts and welfare unknown. Jasmine El-Gamal is a Middle East analyst and served as a Pentagon advisor on the region during the Obama administration.
There are still nearly 100 hostages in Gaza. And, you know, by all accounts, this idea of a ceasefire is just completely on the back burner right now. If anything, the diplomatic efforts, they're sort of three-pronged right now. One is trying to get the Israelis to stop what they're doing in Gaza. The second line of efforts is vis-a-vis Lebanon and trying to find some way to stop the fighting in Lebanon. And of course, the third and almost the most worrying, because it has the most potential for grave escalation, is trying to limit or shape the Israeli response to the Iranian attacks on Israel. So there's a lot of diplomacy happening behind the scenes, but no real indication that there's, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel or a strategy for how this all ends and how we move forward.
And of course, on Monday, the Biden White House gave Israel 30 days to improve humanitarian access to Gaza or face the possibility of a suspension to some weapons shipments from the US. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, India's sharply criticised Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, blaming him alone for worsening ties. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne's been found dead in Argentina. 15 UK aid charities are launching a joint humanitarian appeal for what they say is an overwhelming need in Gaza, Lebanon and the Middle East. And North Korea says it's completely blocked all roads and railways into the south. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part
part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, we are. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out right here doing our thing. Oh, no doubt about that. So let's get into the highlight of what is going on
with the shit list,
because it sounds like it might be something important to do. So let's go ahead and get into it right now. So take a listen to this. SpaceX has sued the state of California, accusing state regulators for making political motivated decisions to block, the rocket launch licenses. Even after SpaceX earned approval from the federal government to launch up to 50 rockets a year from their Vandenberg Space Force base in Santa Barbara, the California Coastal Commission rejected the company's request. During the meeting, the head of the commission said that the basis of the rejection was Elon Musk's disparaging comments about federal government response to Hurricane Helene. SpaceX suit argues that it is a violation of Musk's free speech rights in 284-page filing. In one instance, the commissioner said, right now, Elon Musk is hopping about the country, spewing and tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA while claiming his desire to help the hurricane victims with free Starlink access in with using their internet. So there you go. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Worth noting, Musk did desire to help the hurricane victims with free Starlink access to the internet and accomplish exactly this matter to days with partnership of T-Mobile. So I don't know. Some interesting stuff, because I remember there wasn't there like a reference that you could get access to the service, but you had to buy the hardware? I mean, and I'm trying to remember off of memory. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, go off of memory here. You know, these are terrible ideas. So I say this for the whole standpoint of this. Isn't the hardware like somewhere between $300 and $500, depending on which one you end up with? So, I mean, I'm just saying. And you have to do whatever you think is best. Don't get me wrong. And free service is free service. But the hardware is still kind of a kind of an issue. Like, that would be like somebody telling you, hey, you can have access to AT&T or Verizon or T-Mobile, but you still have to bring your iPhone in, or you still have to have an iPhone or get an iPhone. I mean, and iPhones are a little bit more common than, of course, the whole thing with what's going on with Starlink. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Don't take it the wrong way, of course. Anyways, the future is nuclear. Amazon has joined the tech companies that are making massive investments in nuclear power. Like the deals made with Google and Microsoft, Amazon is partnering with a private Virginia-based energy company, throwing $500 million to develop a small nuclear reactor. But that's just the beginning. Amazon plans to invest $35 billion. Okay, hold on. $35 billion over the next 15 years to expand its data center in Virginia, and it will be a significant energy resources to power it. This is according to CNBC. Also, let's see, if we take a look at the energy needs of AI processing in the recent weeks, I mean, this is going to be major. You know, I don't know why, but I want to go to what's the name of the third Dark Knight version of the movie of Batman where Bane's in it? You know, that one. Yeah. Don't they have nuclear reactors in that one as well? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there for some stuff and some things to think about. How weird is this?
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
Oh, yeah, The Dark Knight Rises. That's it. Thanks for the message. I appreciate it because I could not remember that to save my life. I was like, it's Dark Knight something. I should remember that because I remember taking time off of work the day that movie came out. So there you go. Anyways, the National Women's Soccer League announced the creation of a new team in Boston this week, BOS Nation FC. That's how it's stylized. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. As part of the announcement, the football club released a hype video alluding to the other popular professional men's sports teams in the city with all cheeky slogans, too many balls. Yeah, that's what it said. The campaign drew a swift and vicious ire led by transgender rights activists in response to the team's apologize and quickly pulled the entire Too Many Balls campaign. We fully acknowledge the content of the campaign did not reflect the safe and welcome environment we strive to create for all, and I apologize to the LGBTQ plus community and the trans community in particular that this caused any kind of hurt. This is according to NWSL Boston. Now I'm kind of curious. Did anybody get to see some of these things? So, of course, because of the geniuses that we have here, I think I got this. I might have this for you. Let me see if I could skedaddle some things around real quick in regards of getting this moving and grooving, because that's what I attempt to do here. And let's see if we can. I'm going to pull somebody's Twitter because that's what I do. So let's take a listen and a view, because why would we not do that? So here you go. Take a listen to this.
Boston, the city of champions, a legacy filled with trophies, banners, rings, and balls. Old balls, new balls, steel balls, cold balls, even goat balls.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Boston loves its balls. But maybe there are too many balls in this town. So let's add a new chapter to our city's legacy. With new idols, new dreams, and a new...
Okay, so let's go through this. They showed a whole bunch of people that were there, mostly guys. Now they're, because of the radio aspect of it. So now if you're going into the other side of the equation, now you're paying attention that it's mostly females that they're talking about now. So let's continue.
League to cheer for, the National Women's Soccer League. For every person in every neighborhood across every square mile, this is our city, our new team, our new nation. We are Boss Nation. Where anything is possible. No balls necessary. Well.
Okay, so I don't know. I mean, is it offensive? I don't know. I mean, everybody's going to act differently when it comes to certain things. It's just kind of the way that it goes. I don't think it was super offensive. I mean, I think it's one of those things that's going to make you think a little bit out of the box. But hey, if they pulled it because they didn't think that it was right for the community, you have to do what you think is good for you and so on. I mean, that's just kind of the way that it goes from time to time.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, entertainment, radio, big, whatever. Let's do that stuff. Anyways, police in Long Island, New York have busted four people for operating a network of brothels, including an 18-year police veteran and a teacher of 26 years. Since the early October 2019, the operation was externally marketed as spas and Ricky healing offices, but inside was a sex work flourished inside of there. In one incident, the police officers behind the criminal enterprise, 55-year-old George Tremogzi, drove his squad car into the city roads over 90 miles per hour to get to the brothel after one prostitute warned him that her customer had been robbed outside and that he had called the police. Tremogzi then falsified police reports to cover up the whole incident. The four suspects combined faced dozens of counts of promoting prostitution among corruption charges. This is in Suffolk County, according to the Suffolk County DA. So, a whole network of brothels in regards to this. I'm kind of always, I can't say amazed, but I look at it and go, how weird of a world that we live in that this becomes a thing. And, you know, if you look at it overall and you go, the cops were the one that were running it in this particular area, kind of gets a little strange when you really start thinking about it. I mean, just think about the bigger picture here. It gets really weird. Anyways, after a 7-year hiatus, Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest is back. As part of a promotion, chip concierge are asked to pitch flavor suggestions in addition to seeing the flavor on store shelves. The person who submits the winning flavor will also get a $1 million prize. Flavors in the bass include cheesy garlic bread, kettle-cooked wasabi ginger, southern biscuit and gravy, crispy taco, and all which will make a brief comeback in honor of the contest. Submissions can be made through February the 21st. The final flavors will hit the shelves in April, allowing fans time to try and pick their favorite. This is according to Lay's. Why would you do this for the Super Bowl? I mean, I would imagine you would want this during that time frame, because aren't people a little bit more chip crazy during that time than what they are at any other point of the year? I mean, I'm just asking the question. I could be absolutely wrong, because it wouldn't be the first time that I'm wrong, and I'm sure as shit fully aware that it won't be the last time that I'm wrong. That is for sure. So let's talk about this, because I will tell you, yesterday this news hit the scene and I was kind of in shock to hear it, but I want to reference it because it happened yesterday afternoon and it was all over the place. But former One Direction singer Liam Payne has died. He passed away after falling from a third floor in the Casa Sur Hotel located in Buenos Aires, Argentina. A spokesperson for the security ministry of Buenos Aires municipality said that Payne had thrown himself from the balcony of his room. Authorities are still investigating the circumstances of his death. He was only 31 at the time of his passing. Now, listen, a couple things I'm going to say here, because of course, nothing's been finalized. I can only give you brief information on what's being said. But here's what I look at. Number one, this is terrible to hear about. Fallen, if something else happened, that will be discussed later on. But we always have these weird ideas on, you know, we're going to be some old dudes, old females, old people, old whatever you consider yourself, sitting on a balcony somewhere, sitting somewhere on the beach and talking about the good old days. 31. I mean, think about this. 31. Never expected this. I mean, you never expect for something like this to happen. I mean, it's terrible news. There's nothing really else that I can say for right now. We'll have to look at what happens over the upcoming few days and finding out exactly what has occurred during that. But yeah, terrible, terrible news in regards to the music community, in regards to what was going on there. Let's continue talking about a few more things that are going on, of course. The Dow gained about 337 points to close at 43,077. The S&P increased by 27 points to close at 5,842. And the NASDAQ gained 51 points to close at 18,000. $367. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin climbed again on Wednesday, trading just around 67,700, and there was more than 1,880 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about 35 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $185 million jackpot or an $88.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is still an opportunity to do so. So there you go. Let's talk about this real quick, because I mentioned this at the very beginning. Sean Combs wants to know the names of his alleged victims. His attorney filed a motion this week asking the court to reveal the names because Combs' celebrity status, wealth, and publicity of his previous settled lawsuits has caused a ripple effect, a result in a torrent of allegations by unidentified complainants. Prosecutors did not address the recent filing, though was previously spoken about in their intentions to follow the standard protocol to keeping alleged sexual assault victims out of the public record for their safety. Worth noting, part of Combs' bail being denied is that he has a history of threatening witnesses who say that this is the same witness occur with the growing number of accusers. This is according to Deadline. So there you go. Also in some other news, Artem, I can't ever say his last name, left a two-hour court hearing on Wednesday with a win after a judge ruled that he and his estranged wife, Nikki Garcia, will share custody of their four-year-old son, Mateo. The judge also disagreed with Nikki's request for Artem to attend anger management classes and instead ordered both of them to take parenting classes separately in effort to co-parent more effectively. The next hearing is for the ongoing divorce is set for December. This is according to TMZ. Now, yesterday, in the wrestling news circuit, because keep in mind that Nikki Garcia used to go by Nikki Bella and was kind of a well-known professional wrestler, there was some information that came out about her mom that used to be, and this is the key portion here, used to be married to a gentleman by the name of John Laurinaitis, very well-known, wrestler as well, but also known as Vince McMahon's right-hand man. Now, nothing had been discussed that they were getting a divorce, but hey, they are now divorced. That was the news making the cycle yesterday, so a lot of stuff going on. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I get into main story time, I think it's time for us to talk about some of this stuff. And there's some discussions here that might make people feel okay. And there might be some discussions here that make people feel meh. And it's okay. I mean, it's neither here nor there. But I want to bring up a term for you that I want to see how you feel when I say this. Because a lot of people get all hung up when this word is said. And I think it's always interesting when you hear it. But when you hear somebody reference the term ego, what comes to mind? Do you have a positive with it or do you have a negative with it? We'll do a thumbs down because apparently my little camera wants to do thumbs down and thumbs up. So do you have a positive or do you have a negative? So let's give you traditional definition on what that means. Someone's ego is their sense of their own worth. For example, if someone has a large ego, they think that they're very important and valuable. He had a massive ego, never would he admit that he was wrong. So, and if we kind of go a personal sense of self-worth and, you know, just kind of some information there. So sometimes when people take a look at it, they go, well, ego's not a good thing. Ego is a bad thing. And I look at it and I kind of chuckle because I go, there's kind of a different ways that you look at this. So the reason that I bring this up, because I want to know the following thing. When you look at the work that you do, and we're talking mostly about the people that are doing the stuff related to safety, Do you do it to help others, or do you do it for ego? Now, think about that for a moment, because some people will go, well, hold on, that's kind of a trickery and questioning some of the stuff. Well, is it really a trick? Because some people want to be proud. They want trophies. They want accolades. They want people to know that I have accomplished this within this organization. I have done this. I have helped drive this forward. I have helped drive this going here. I have helped drive this, or I made this happen. Now, is that ego? Or is that for betterment? Now, it becomes a very weird thing, because one can sit back and have this conversation that you and I are having and saying that my ego drove me to have this conversation, to talk about bragging things, bragging rights about stuff that was done. Now, I look at it from a different standpoint. You can tie your ego into a lot of stuff. You can say, yes, my ego ties into quality of life. I do things with ego because I want to fulfill myself by doing X. So I don't know. When you sit back today and you give this thought to this little conversation, how do you look at it? What makes the most logical sense to you? Because ego is one of those things that drives some people, and it's also one of those things that can destroy some people. Because imagine this, just for a moment. You are fully ego-driven when it comes to this world, when it comes to the stuff that you want to accomplish, and things don't go the way that you want it to. That is going to crush your ego. But if on the other side they go the way that you want, your ego will increase. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? So look at it from the concept of this. If you are ego driven and you're trying to change something within the organization and it makes the organization better, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? It is hilarious on how certain words have trigger events to people when you mention them. There's several words that come into mind. Like I always say, there's a word that I know how to use that could end almost every conversation by just saying the term. It's kind of interesting on how it works out sometimes. That's something to think about today.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Radio.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day. Improved quality of sleep. Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree. That's HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree with code SafetyFMFree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
All of the love in me was an illusion. You say you made my world from the start. Turn me around when I'm enough. And I know now that I'm not safe now without you. Without you. Waking me to stars of my show. Waking me to wonder on the road. Put our names up. Why?
here we are, hanging out, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Fire and Smoke, Beach Love. This still is the Rated R Safety Show, hour number one of the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. We're still hanging out, having some fun, of course. Poking the bear. Should the bear be poked? Who knows, man? Always a good time when you and I get to hang out, no doubt about that. Anyways, this song, Fire and Smoke, available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. Give it some download action. Just to say that you did so. We'd like us some beach love. Yeah, some Fire and Smoke. Anyways, thanks to Beach Love for allowing us to play this right here on the Rated R. Oh, well, I can't mute my own microphone and expect it still to work on here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, so let's talk about this, because if anything, this will be the most important thing that I ever tell you in my lifetime. And this is about my friends at Terite Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at Terite Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. So, just remember that this is information that you could use at any point with anyone. Always just remember this little quote right here. Because one person lost to suicide is one too many. This is why I always say it's super important to have this info, because you don't know what people are going through. We have some assumptions on what's going on in other people's lives. We have no clue whatsoever. Like, you don't know if somebody's having the best day of their life. You don't know if somebody's having the worst day of their life. All you see is an appearance on how they look, on what's going on. From an outsider point of view, you never know what's really going on. So keep that in mind as we are talking. TWLOHA.com, to write love on her arms. So there you go. Just go there. In all kinds of info. All kinds of info. Great. I think it's a great website, personally. Just saying. My perspective of it, of course. Anyway, so let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Let's talk about Teenage Friend Club. Yeah, I did say that. Today, as an online friendship sometimes seems to be more common than those in person. New research in showing the surprising key to happiness of a young adult, friendship satisfaction. A University of Arkansas study found that teenage friendships say essential foundation for being for well-being later in life. It was determined by being accepted by the peers of young teens, and close friendships in older teens generally lead to low levels of social anxiety and high levels of life satisfaction in later life. The researchers explained that our relationship with others affect how we feel about ourselves as well as our psychological well-being. And this especially true in your teenage years. And then you hit the age when you all of a sudden, you just don't, freaking care. And it's wonderful. Wow, it looks like my kids' friends might be good for something after all. I mean, I guess that's something to look at as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, we were talking about chips earlier. And maybe we should talk a little bit more about chips now, because I think it'd be interesting. But popular tortilla chip brand Dorito has opened a restaurant, well, with a twist. Doritos After Dark. It's said to be a new bold culinary experience for those who seek the unexpected. The Food Houseboat is located in LA's Crypto.com Arena and available event ticket holders only. The company says that customers are able to experience their favorite brands of Frito-Lay deliciousness in new ways. And what are some of those delicious new ways? Well, I would imagine some people want to know. For starters, literally, the restaurant offers spicy appetizers created for showing surprising ways that Doritos can enhance people's favorite food items. Also available will be entrees, desserts, and even drinks that are all created with recipes featuring Doritos and other Frito-Lay products. The brand introduced Doritos After Dark in 2022 with pop-up kitchens in New York and L.A. Not to be outdone by Pringles is planning on its own eatery, offering an all Dex Rose MSG modified food starch and yeast extracts that you can eat. I'm just saying that out there. And a dessert that includes Doritos, is that their way of trying to get to a wider audience? I mean, think about it for a second. A wider audience? I'm just saying, just something to think about. So there you go. What do you know? You never know. So let's see. What else do we want to talk about this morning? Because we got so many things to talk about, little time to do so. It's always the way that it works. Let's do this. Why don't we do this? Why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life right away? We'll do that right now because he's waiting and he wants to tell you about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brandon. Michael Jordan said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games, 26 times. I've been trusted to take a game-winning shot, and I missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." What an excellent quote. Nobody would classify Michael Jordan as a loser. He is a winner in the minds of everyone. Even the people who like other teams. Whether they like him or not, they would certainly consider Michael Jordan a winner. Even though he's missed shots and he's lost games, he practiced over and over, so he would make shots too. Enough shots to put him at the very top in his sport.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. If you make the accumulation of wealth or the pursuit of happiness or any other personal benefit the goal of your work, you'll find only futility. Consider the experience of Solomon. He writes, "I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun." That's Ecclesiastes 2. That's tragic. But if you give yourself in service to God and others, God himself will give you the desires of your heart. Fulfillment is not a goal. It's a consequence of a life lived in service to God and others. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. India's criticised Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, blaming him alone for worsening Delhi-Ottawa ties. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne's been found dead in Argentina at the age of 31. 15 UK aid charities are launching a joint humanitarian appeal for what they say is an overwhelming need in Gaza and Lebanon. And North Korea says it has completely blocked all roads and railways into South Korea.
Prepare yourself.
We are now being distributed on iHeartRadio. Listen on iHeartRadio app. Radio big.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go. 53 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, lovely day as we're doing all of our stuff. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. So let's take a look around. Yeah, let's talk about this one. Back in 1989, A 7.1 magnitude earthquake rocked San Francisco. It lasted 15 seconds. Millions of people witnessed the disaster on TV since Game 3 of the World Series was being hosted in San Francisco. It began just before the start of the game, and the sportscasters turned into the news anchors reporting from the stadium. 63 died, and more than 3,000 people were injured. During the time frame, 100,000 buildings sustained damages overall in regards of what was going on. So it made it, you know, very interesting overall of what was going on. That happened back on this date, back in 1989. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Aaron Kellyman turns 26. Barry Keoghan turns 32. Yeah, 32 today in regards to that. Charles Oliveira turns 35. Yeah, he's a pretty well-known MMA fighter. Chris Moltisless turns 38. Felicity Jones, 41. Eminem turns 52. Chris Kirkpatrick, 53. Wyclef Jean turns 55. Ziggy Marley turns 56. Doug McMilton turns 58. Mike Judge, 62. Alan Jackson, 66. And Mae Jemison turns 68. So there you go. There's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have a slew of them for you. It's National Mulligan Day, National Get Smart About Credit Day, Women in Military Service for America Memorial Anniversary, Conflict Resolution Day, Spreadsheet Day, National Edge Day, Harry Potter Book Day. I said Porter, and I meant Potter. Potter Book Day. Somebody else, a friend of mine, calls it Harry Potter, and I just have the bad habit of saying it now that way. National Payback, a Friend Day, Black Poetry Day, Forgiven X Day, Wear Something Gaudy Day, Child Poverty Day, and National Pasta Day. National Pasta Day. You know, if that's a thing for you, go out there and have some pasta. Yeah, some pasta basta for you. I mean, I don't know. Some stuff to think about. You do you. I don't know if you're into pasta or not into pasta, but hey, it is what it is. There you go. Let's talk about some whack facts real quick. Your body craves sugary, salty, and fatty foods when you're under a lot of stress. The right ear is better at hearing speech, and the left ear is better at hearing music. A trip around a baseball diamond is 20 yards longer than the goal-to-goal run of a football field. Michael Jackson's shiny glove was actually modified golf glove. Humans gave the brain its name, therefore, theoretically, the human brain's named itself. And the Ouija board also named itself. You get it? You get it? Okay, I hope you do. Anyways, let's give you a random joke for today if you want one of those. In order to maintain a well-balanced perspective, you should have a dog to worship you and a cat to ignore you. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. If you're average, you'll eat 12,542 of these in your lifetime. What are they? Slices of bread. If you need a question for the water cooler, or not a question for the water cooler, if you need this for a phone starter, try this. Have you ever met one of your heroes? How did that go? Yeah, I always like to ask that question. I've got to meet some of my heroes. It's been pretty interesting in regards of how they've interacted and how some of them still interact. Well, that's a whole other question or a whole other comment for a different day. That is for sure. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so, hanging out, doing the things that we get to do, talking about the world of music and entertainment. That is exactly what we'll be doing. And then after that, well, we'll have some other stuff going on Radio Big. But if you hang out on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he'll talk about the world of safety consulting and do all the fun stuff that he does. So you're probably not going to want to go too far from that one. So entirely up to you on where you want to hang out. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The flame that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Think about that. If you really give it some thought process there, you realize exactly what I'm telling you. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.